And those two cigarettes, Raleigh and Cool, again present their new show, starring Jack Pearl as the famous Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Mae Questel, Robert Bernard, Morton Bow Tenor, and Tommy Dorsey and his famous orchestra. Remember, there are only two cigarettes that give you a valuable coupon with each pack, a coupon worth saving for beautiful and unusual premiums.
One of these cigarettes is Raleigh, R-A-L-E-I-G-H. The distinctive blend now down to popular prices. You pay no more for Raleigh than for ordinary cigarettes, and you've a choice of plain ends or cork tips.
The other cigarette is Cool, K-O-O-L, the cigarette that is mentholated so that each puff is refreshing, soothing. But Cools are so mildly mentholated that the superb tobacco flavor is not affected.
Here's to better smoking in 1937. Try one of these fine union-made cigarettes and save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and the three Esquires, one, two, button your shoe.
And you walk into my arms.
9, 10, kiss me again. Tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you.
While most folks are starting the new year right by putting Raleigh's or Cool's on their shopping list, the Baron and Charlie have been doing Fifth Avenue. They dropped in a restaurant for a bite to eat, and we'll pick them up coming out. Here they are now, Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
You know, that was a marvelous dinner, Baron.
Charlie, now listen. What? Just because I paid the check, don't try to be polite.
All right.
Now, tell me the truth. How was your steak?
The steak what? Baron, that steak was as tender as a woman's heart.
Yeah?
Yes.
Funny.
What?
I couldn't eat mine either.
You
know?
Why, tough, was it, eh?
Charlie, that was so tough. That steak was so tough, I couldn't stick my fork in the gravy.
You're not the gravy.
Now,
I saw you having an argument with the waiter, though. What happened?
Yeah,
there?
You know, I says, waiter, take this steak back and shove it down the cook's throat.
Yeah.
I says, shove it down the cook's throat.
Well, don't tell me the waiter did shove it down the cook's throat. What happened?
He came back in a minute and said, mister, I'm sorry.
Well, he's sorry for what?
But there's three lamb chops ahead of your order.
Yes. Nice restaurant you took me to. Well, come on, Baron. What do you say we do a little window shopping, eh?
Window shopping?
Yes, let's walk around and look in windows.
Charlie, please.
What? Oh,
don't be silly.
What?
Nobody goes to bed this early.
Oh, no. Those kind of windows.
Oh, like... hello, Shaq.
Hello, what?
Hello. Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Oh, Baron, who was that human wreck you just spoke to?
What? You didn't recognize him?
Why, no.
That was Shaq Benny.
Jack Benny? Well, what in the world is the matter with him? He's trembling like a leaf.
Too much yellow.
Too much yellow. Oh, yeah. That shakes him up.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Buck Benny, huh?
Buck Benny walks again.
Walks. Well, that's all right.
Look, Charlie.
What?
Look at this beautiful display of crockery on chinaware.
Uh-huh.
Nothing dresses up the house like fine chinaware.
Yeah, you're right. There is something I'm going to buy for the hall table.
What's that?
That beautiful bowl for roses.
Please, please, Charlie, do me a favor.
What
Never on? Mention that in my presence again.
What?
Never mention a rose bowl.
Well, why not?
I'm from the University of Washington.
Oh, I see. Well, I won't mention it.
No, no.
Well, what is your favorite college, Baron?
After that last game?
Yeah.
Well, my favorite college now is the college where not even one girl is allowed to go.
A college where no girl is allowed to go?
Yes.
What college is that?
Not a dame.
Not a dame.
Do you know any?
Oh, not a dame. That's all right.
Indeed. Hey, Charlie,
yes.
Look at those boxing gloves.
Uh-huh.
Would my cousin Hugo love to have those?
What, your cousin Hugo's a boxer?
You didn't know?
No.
He went three rounds with Joe Louis.
Now, wait a minute,
I give you my...
Now, wait a minute. Don't start the new year off with a lie.
I give you
now,
my...
Joe Louis is dynamite.
I'm...
Only a Superman can go three rounds with him. And your cousin Hugo certainly isn't a Superman.
I know, but he went three rounds with Joe Louis.
All right, frankly, Baron, I don't believe it. Can you prove he went three rounds with Joe Louis?
I'll even let you count the rounds.
Well, go ahead.
Joe Louis hit Hugo just once.
Joe Louis hit him once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he went rounds and rounds. How many rounds? How many
right,
rounds?
All right, all right. You went on a foul. Now, keep walking.
Yeah. Look in here, Charlie.
What?
Solid gold bathtub.
Ah, but those aren't for us, Baron. Only the very wealthy can soak in the luxury of a solid gold bathtub.
Yeah, I guess they're part of the Townsend plan, huh?
Wait a minute. Soaking in solid gold bathtubs are part of the Townsend... Do you know what the Townsend plan is?
Sure.
What is it?
Soak the rich.
Soak the rich. All right. All right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
All right, come on.
Yeah. All right.
Keep walking, Baron.
Okay. Excuse me, gents, but I need 35 cents for a meal.
35 cents for a meal? Listen, you can get a meal for 25 cents.
Yeah? What about the bicarbonate of soda?
Oh!
Keep walking, Charlie.
All right. This is my weakness. Period furniture.
Yeah.
Oh, say, haven't you a desk, Baron, that belonged to one of those old French kings?
Yeah, Louis the 13th?
Louis
the No, Louis the 14th?
What?
No, the 15th.
The 15th.
Well, anyhow, he was in his teens. Oh,
just a kid.
He was a kid.
Just a kid. Oh, look at this. It says, this is the beautiful Marie Antoinette's bed.
Yes.
Imagine that. Marie Antoinette's bed.
Don't believe it, Charlie. It's a fake.
Why do you say it's a fake?
I waited here all last night and she never showed up. She never came in. I give you my word.
And look at the way this railroad agency is plugging Atlantic City.
Yeah.
By the way, did you go down by rail last summer, Baron?
To Atlantic City?
Yeah.
No. I went by dog.
What do you mean you went by dog?
I took the Greyhound.
Took the Greyhound?
Yes.
That was the bus we see.
Yes, and I stopped at one great hotel there.
Yeah?
The Bellevue Stratford.
Now, wait a minute, Baron. That's not in Atlantic City. The Bellevue Stratford is in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia?
Why, certainly.
Oh, no wonder it was such a long walk to the beach.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of played out, huh?
Yes, I didn't realize that.
Oh, look here, Baron. Look, here. Here's the Canterbury shop. You can get all those beautiful premiums in there with the coupons from Raleigh and Cool Cigarettes.
Yeah, I know. I'm just what I'm saving up for.
What are you saving up?
A pinochle deck.
Oh, so you're a pinochle player, huh?
Yeah.
You play incessantly?
No. Pinochle.
Just pinochle. That gives me a great idea. You know, if our sponsors would advertise Raleighs and Cools on playing cards, half the people in the country would be talking about them.
You know something, Charlie?
What?
I got a better idea yet.
What's your idea?
Print Raleighs and Cools on the back of postage stamps.
On the back of postage stamps?
Yeah, then the name of the product will be on everybody's tongue.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
I bet you the sponsors like... Listen, let's go inside and look around.
All right.
Look, Charlie. Look, it's Susie cashing her only coupon. Happy New Year, Susie.
Baron, what did you do New Year's Eve?
Oh, we all went to a nightclub. What a night.
Well, was it crowded?
No. Not under my table.
No. Not under your table.
No.
What did you do when the clock struck 12?
Well, I got in wrong with my wife. You know, I was having fun. I got wrong with my wife.
Well, what happened?
I told her her stockings were wrinkled.
Well, why did she resent that?
She didn't have any stockings on.
Oh.
And you should have seen Tommy Dorsey.
Yeah, what about him?
Oh, did he have a good one?
He did, huh?
Oh, he was lit like any. All evening he was fighting with his girl.
Well, how does that prove he was intoxicated?
His girl wasn't there.
His girl?
That was Morton Bow drinking?
Morton Bow? Well, I wouldn't say he'd been drinking. But when I passed him on the way home, he was looking up at the lamppost saying, I know she's in. I know she's in. I see the light upstairs.
Yes. but it was a wonderful indication. It means that once again, the people of this country have BP. You know what BP is?
No, what is that?
That stands for buying power.
What is this buying power?
Well, for example, you're a poor man now, Baron.
Yeah.
But if tomorrow every one of the 8 million people in New York City should give you $10, you'd have BP, buying power.
No, sir. No, I don't like to argue. Well, if everyone in New York gave me $10, I'd have SP.
Well, what do you mean you'd have SP? What does that stand for?
A stroke of paralysis.
A stroke of paralysis.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. The song is After You've Gone.
Charlie, we go inside and see if they got my size.
Ah,
huh?
But Baron, why this sudden yen for a new suit? What are you dressing up for?
Didn't you hear, Charlie?
What?
We're having a blessed event at my house.
A blessed event?
Yeah. My mother-in-law leaves in the morning.
Oh. Well, you certainly sound happy. Will her departure mean that much to you?
You know something?
What?
That when she leaves, it means like a check every week from the city.
Her leaving will be like a check every week from the city?
Yes. Yeah. Home relief.
Home. Oh, a check from the city.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Good evening, gentlemen. Something in a new suit? I'll see if any of our salesmen are free.
Thank you.
When they have a customer, our rule is do not disturb.
Do not disturb?
Yeah.
What did he mean by that, Charlie?
Well, he means like those do not disturb signs hotel use. You know, if a couple of movie stars come here on their honeymoon, what do you expect to find hanging outside of the door?
Walt of interest.
Well, I never thought of that. But this is another thing.
It's all right.
How is it you're buying a ready-made suit? You could have had my tailor. That was he playing golf with me today.
You know something?
What?
The minute I saw him play golf, I knew he was a tailor.
How'd you know he was a tailor?
He was pressing with his iron.
Pressing with his iron. Oh, yeah. No problem.
Our star salesman, Sasha Petrushevsky.
Hello, comrades. Charlie?
What is that?
Charlie, it's the same face with a new voice.
Yes.
But I bet it's Boris.
Ah, nonsense, Baron. Merely a striking similarity in appearance and name. And I'll prove it here. Oh, Mr. Petrushevsky, did you ever see this gentleman before?
Gentleman? Yes. What gentleman?
Ha-ha! It's him! It's him!
All right, just step in the elevator, please. Suits on the second floor.
Here's the floor.
My boy?
My boy? Listen here, please. I'm not your boy, and you're not my father. No?
Didn't I bring you up, didn't I?
Yeah. I know it's him. I tell you, it's him.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, don't get excited. I bet I have the solution. Have you a twin brother, Sasha?
Yeah. I got a twin brother, Boris, who's working for the Baron Munchausen.
Munchausen. Munchausen, not Munchausen. There's no monkey in me.
That ain't what Boris says.
I hate this one too, you know?
Forget it, Baron, and tell him what you want.
Well, but I had in mind what...
I'll give you a cuff on the pants and a belt in the back.
And I give you a cuff on the ear and a belt in the nose, yes, you know? Will you hold my coat,
now,
Charlie?
Now, wait a minute, Baron. He's not fighting.
No?
Now for the measurements. Hi?
5'10".
Mm.
In the waist? 31.
Mm. Neck?
What?
I said neck.
Every chance I get.
I don't know. Well, here. Slip this coat on, please. That coat's all wool. Do you know anything about goats?
My cousin Hugo's got a goat.
Yeah?
Yeah, he don't know my cousin, but he's got a goat. His name is Olio Margarine.
Well, why in the world did he name his goat Olio Margarine?
It's such a good butter.
Good butter. Oh, yeah, the goat. Yeah. Good butter, yeah. I see.
And the way he loves that goat. He even sleeps with him.
He sleeps with the goat?
Yeah.
Ain't that unhealthy?
Yeah. Don't seem to hurt him.
It doesn't?
No. I never saw a healthier goat in my life.
Yes.
No.
Well, let's try this one on. That's a fit. It fits you like a glove.
I know. Now show me something that fits me like a suit of clothes.
Yes.
Well, when you are starting with insults, Munchausen, I am walking out. But before I'm going, I'm giving you professional advice.
What's that?
Don't take the light suit.
Why not?
With a face like yours, you look better in the dark.
Yeah. I murder him.
Come here.
I tell you.
I wouldn't buy a suit at all, Baron. If you can afford a new one, you can take out those you haven't pawned.
Charlie, never again will I take a suit out of the pawn shop.
Why not?
You know, the last time my wife was going to leave me.
Going to leave you? What for?
Well, I forgot to take the pawn ticket off, and she saw the ticket on my coat.
Yeah?
And she asked me what it was.
Oh, you didn't want to tell her?
No, I said, oh, darling, I went to a dance last night and got warm, so I checked my coat.
Yeah, you told your wife that the ticket was because you checked your coat at the dance.
Yeah.
Well, what caused the trouble?
Well,
what was the trouble?
Then she saw the ticket on the pants.
Oh, see.
Comes stealing into a newborn day.
Yes, it's the voice of Morton Bow, singing softly as in the morning sunrise.
Love came to me, gay and tender. Love came to me, sweet surrender. Love came to me in bright romantic splendor. Fickle was she, faithful never, fickle was she. and clever, so will it be forever, forever. As in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betrays. For the passions that thrill love and raise you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So ends each story softly as in an evening sunset. The light that gave you glory will take it on away.
And here we are in the Barron's Worldwide Information Bureau. Take it away.
Susie, Susie, did you get that letter typed I dictated to you?
Yes, sir. I only missed one part.
Only missed one part? What part was that?
You know, the part that came between dear sir and yours truly.
Yes. The whole letter she forgot. Please, Susie, don't spoil my evening. Right now, I feel like a two-year-old.
Horse or egg?
Yeah. Horse or egg. Listen, I'm not getting angry, and I tell you why. You remember the secret service we organized last week?
Yeah.
Well, can you still keep a secret?
Sure. What's the secret?
I need $10.
I won't tell a soul.
You have to wait. The Baron's busy now. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Hey, listen. Is this the Baron Munchausen?
Yes.
Well, I've got a secret. Did you ever ride on the monkey's back?
No.
Then you ought to get on to yourself.
Yeah.
He's a nut.
Now, don't get excited. My secret, Baron, is I'm not sure you're quite right.
Right.
I saw you in the New Year's parade, and first you were marching with the communists,
yeah.
And later on you were marching with the socialists.
Yeah.
Now, how did you come to switch from the communists to the socialists?
Well, you see, the parade stopped for half an hour.
Yes, parade stopped for half an hour.
And I got a shave and a haircut.
Oh, the communists are socialists. I see. Yeah.
That's how I got out.
Oh, wait a minute, Baron. Here. There's a lady to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, Baron, my husband and I are almost crazy. We've got two twin baby boys, and we can't think of a name for them.
If they're boys, they should be named Zeus and Roebuck.
Zeus and Roebuck, why?
Because they're of the male order.
Hey, look! Fishing rod in the bucket. For 50 cents, I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Here's the half a dollar. What are you doing?
I'm fishing for suckers.
Have you caught any yet?
No, you're the first one tonight.
Go! Go, Super. I'll get them.
No.
Oh, wait a minute, Baron. Could I have another autograph picture of you?
Susie, I gave you 5 pictures already.
I know, but we're trading now, and for 6 of you, I can get one to pop your carcass.
Yes.
It's a lot of you, doesn't
it? That's a nice dude.
Well, never mind that. Here's some questions for you, Baron. Here's
questions?
Here's the first one.
What?
Will a pretty girl repulse your advances?
No. She'll advance your pulses.
Oh, that's cute, too. Yeah, that's fine. Well, and just one more.
What?
Says here, dear Baron, please advise me. I can't seem to get along without having a bottle with me all the time.
He always has a bottle with him?
Bottle, that's what he says.
Take a letter. Dear Phil Baker.
No, not that kind of a bottle. He's not talking about. What are you talking about?
Well, I thought about that way.
Baron, I'm 90 years old and never been kissed. Did I miss anything?
Too late to find out now.
Say, Baron, who writes your jokes?
I do.
You must be older than you look.
Yes. Is that so? Have you heard my last joke?
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know something? Since I met your twin brother, I hate you twice as much.
No. Come on, Baron. Calm down. We haven't heard your New Year's resolution yet.
No. I made one resolution.
What was that?
To stay away from the movies.
You're going to stay away from the movies?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can't help it.
Well, why can't you help it?
I always sleep according to the pictures I see.
Now, wait a minute. You sleep according to the pictures?
Yeah.
I don't believe I understand you.
Well, when I see a picture like Yellow Jacket.
Yeah?
I come home and sleep in yellow pajamas.
Yellow Jacket, yellow pajamas.
Yeah. When I see a picture like the White Sister, that night I sleep in a white nightshirt.
Well, Baron, I see nothing serious enough about that to call for a resolution.
No, well, yesterday I saw that picture called Naked Truth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see it, the Naked Truth.
Yes.
And what happened?
And last night...
Yes, go on, Baron, last night. What happened?
I darn near froze to death.
You got it.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. The tune is I Never Knew.
A day, I guess.
All right, consider this. A new year has started. At the end of it, you can say, well, I've been smoking a pretty good cigarette, but I've nothing left now to show for it. Or at the end of 1937, you can say,
I switched to Raleigh cigarettes. Now I'm smoking as fine a cigarette as there is on the market. And I've got 365 valuable coupons.
And because there are extra coupons in each carton of Raleighs and Cools, carton buyers get 438 coupons in a year.
The coupons attached to each pack of Raleighs and Cools are good for really beautiful premiums, such as a new thin model enamel cigarette case, or a cigarette box of inlaid wood,
or a highball table of hand-rubbed walnut, or a chest of Oneida Community Power Plate silverware consisting of 26 pieces.
Or an embroidered linen luncheon set, or Canterbury silk stocking.
And dozens of beautiful, useful premiums offered in exchange for Raleigh coupons to anyone in the USA. Raleigh cigarettes have been reduced in price. Now you pay no more for Raleighs than for ordinary cigarettes. And there's a choice of plain ends or cork tips if you prefer. The same valuable coupons are packed with Cools, the cigarette that contains just a touch of mild menthol that so many smokers find soothing and refreshing.
Make mine a pack of Raleighs.
I'll take a pack of Cools.
And both of you save those valuable coupons. Again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, with Morton Bowe and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.